Welcome back to the podcast. We are back in with another Discord edition podcast.
That is true, yes.
All right, Donovan, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Actually, as we're currently speaking, applying for Target.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Your store ain't it anymore?
Not really.
Wow, what's going on?
Hours are cut like a lot, and I guess in general, just not good.
That's fair. Like, what positions have you been applying to for Target?
Specialty sales, basically, style and tech.
So like the cool kids corner.
Kind of.
And I think the last time I was in a Target was when I was hanging out with this girl who I talk about on the podcast. We'll just refer to her as Kenya. She brought me there. It was like 10 o'clock in the morning. We went over there. Yeah, I was like, I haven't been here in a fucking minute. And she was like picking out fucking like blouses, or not blouses, but shirts and fucking panties and shit. And I think she definitely could tell that I was not in the mood to be there. I'm like, this is like this is too early in the morning for this shit. I don't know. But yeah,
last time I was at a Target, it was on my friend's birthday.
What'd you guys do with the Target?
We literally just waited there because we were waiting for something. I forgot what we were waiting for, but we just waited for something. Oh, we were waiting for the roller rink to open up. That's what we were waiting for.
Roller rink?
Yeah, we went roller skating that night, and yeah.
When was this?
Like last year when stuff was open and we didn't have to wear masks.
Pretty sure roller rinks are open now. They're back open.
Basically, it was like 2019-ish because I remember one of my coworkers was still working. I should really text, but I don't, and I feel bad.
So it was a couple of years ago, 2019. Back when Avengers Endgame came out, right?
I think like a little after that, yeah.
Yeah, dude. Dude. Now, just speaking of Avengers, it's like Avengers Infinity War and Endgame is those two movies, and those were such like tremendous impactful times of our lives. I think like it was just I feel like that not
we always
only
keep leading back this
do we really
I always mean, noticed, yeah we kind of always lead back that like 2018 to 2019 was like one of our more impactful moments of our lives, and then we always say like 2017 and 2016 have been our greatest years. I've noticed this. I've noticed this in our previous podcast that we always kind of. It's not like every podcast, but it's like every 2 to 3. I notice that we kind of bring it back up.
Yeah, but I was mostly just referring to the movies itself, because, like, I mean, when we first saw Avengers: Infinity War, did we really expect that fucking ending to happen? Like, I feel like we did kind of expect it, but just not the way I was going to go down. You know?
Wait, which one? Infinity War or Endgame?
Infinity War.
I thought when that came out, I thought wholeheartedly Captain was gonna die there. I was like, yep, Cap's dead. Like,
yeah,
man's gonna get like clapped, bro. Like, man gonna be clapped, and then it's gonna be like somehow he gonna come back to life in a second one. Or something like that.
It was that movie. I feel like at the end when by the way, if anyone's like all upset that we're spoiling shit, those movies have been out for years now. So fucking get your life together and binge the whole MCU. But Avengers: Infinity War, when Thanos snapped his fingers and literally the first time that team had failed in such a capacity for the first time, it was such a wild experience, like seeing the screen go to white and then seeing Thanos in the soul world, it's like, what the fuck? Like, seeing that first time seeing it, it's like one of those things where you wish you could, like, unwatch it and rewatch it for the first time, kind of like what Mr. Krabs did to that one guy, where he's like, no more TV for you, Cheapskate, and, like, turns off the TV and unwind, like, made him unsee the TV. He's like, what the fuck?
Wait, what episode was that? I don't remember seeing that.
I forgot which episode it was, but Mr. Krabs was, like, calling people. I guess he was trying to get people out of his out of the Krusty Krab, and then he used the remote and he turned off the TV, but like he also like clicked the button again to reverse engineer his brain or some shit and make him go back in time to unwatch the movie.
Hold up, I'm on my computer. I could just hold up.
Yeah, hold up. That was a pretty. No, I saw a meme about that where he's like, let's not forget that Mr. Krabs legit just made this guy watch a whole ass TV show.
Oh, yeah. Shows over Cheapskate. Hold up. Wait.
Yeah. Shows over Cheapskate. And straight up.
No more reveals. Oh, my God. What the hell?
Dude. I wish we could do that. Or just so I could go back and experience that whole movie again. And then somehow they managed to do it up again and even bigger. Jesus. Endgame 2. Like, I felt like I knew that Avengers Infinity War, or went back when it was Infinity War Part 1 and Part 2, that those movies were going to be fucking huge. Like, I had a feeling that this was going to, those two movies were going to be fucking game changers. But when that movie finally came out, I'm like, all right. And just watching that movie and when Thanos snapped his fingers and just the way the movie fucking cuts to black with like completely plain and boring text. It's like, what the
fuck? It's not even like just quiet. It just cuts out like after silence. And it's just like, what?
Yeah. And it's just like, what? No. What the fuck? Like, this was like right after Spider-Man died. I was like, oh, fucking train wreck when I heard Spider-Man go, Mr. Stark? And like, I was like, no fucking way. And I was that was also really upset that Jewel was right, that she fucking spoiled that part that Spider-Man died. But, dude, like, do you think there's ever going to be movies like that again where the hype and just the ability to make such a universe like as complex and connected as it was, is it even possible to do that shit again?
I feel like it would be, yeah.
Like, what kind of...
It's going to take time, but it can happen.
I don't know. I mean, it's like, you know how I felt like Star Wars
You kind of sound robot-y sometimes.
What? It's probably because the voice connect, like my voice connection keeps coming in and out, but I don't know.
Probably unplug your mic and it's not that, like, you could still, I still hear your voice. It's just that it just goes into like 8-bit robots. That's what I'm saying. It's just like, maybe like unplug it and plug it back in real quick. Something, I don't know. It's been kind of going on a little while. I'm like, Like sometimes it's all right, but then sometimes it's not. And I'm like, I can't really tell.
I mean, hold on. I'm going to be one upset man if it's not, or if my, hold on. Oh, good. It's using what I need it to be using. All right. Anyways, it sounds fine on my, my playback through a mixer. So hopefully it's not too big of a problem, but yeah.
Hmm. Wouldn't you say that?
Wouldn't you say that Star Wars kind of had this same mania, or in the '80s when those movies came out, like it almost had like that kind of hype around it. But I felt like Avengers or Infinity War and Endgame, just that shit was on steroids, dude. Like it was crazy how much hype there was for that whole fucking, like, for those two movies.
Yeah. It was a lot of hype. I remember even seeing thing where it was just like, if you spoil anything, it's like you should get jail time. And I was like, damn, people are really serious about this.
Yeah, there was a Thanos demands your silence. I remember that being a big thing of like, don't fucking spoil the movie because like this is a big deal. Like even Marvel knew this is a big fucking deal. Because it was. The movie was fucking crazy. And it definitely, both of those movies were good. I mean, people will argue like Infinity War is better and Endgame is better. But like, those two movies need, like, they are pretty much almost one exact movie. Or that was the original plan, was part one and part two, Infinity War. But, like, it's pretty much one big 5-hour just conglomerate of just fucking craziness. But, man, what I'd give to just relive that theater experience, because I was like, just the other day I was watching videos of people, or just videos of the reactions or theater reactions of the release day of those movies, and I don't know, how do you feel about like people who are just, they fucking scream and are like cheering in a theater? Like, how does that, what kind of way does that rub you?
If it's like something really hype, like Endgame, and I saw it like day one, I would imagine it and I wouldn't get mad at it. But if it continued on, like say if I went to go rewatch it like a week later again, like with some other friends, and people are still cheering, then I'd be like, bro, chill the fuck out.
Yeah.
If it's day one of like a huge movie, don't care. You know, it's like, it's going to happen regardless if I say anything or not. I mean, like, look at the fucking Monster Hunter movie. All you see those fucking memes of just like, yamate, or whatever the fuck they say. It's like, dude, just stop. You're not that guy, pal. You're not that guy.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, like you said, the day it premieres, or like when it premieres at midnight and people are fucking like really hyped for the movie. I get it. Like the raw emotions are gonna come out, and you're like getting to see it first time and more than likely before everyone else, and it's such a big event kind of movie, it makes sense. But like now that those movies are a couple years old, it's like I was watching the reactions. It's cool to have all those reaction people be so into that movie, but also it's like so fucking geeky that people are just getting so excited over like such a small fucking callback. Or like when Tony calls Fat Thor Lebowski, like, and people are like getting, oh fuck yeah, you just said Lebowski, fucking what's his name, guy who played who fucking played Lebowski, Jeff something. Who
played the dude?
The fucking guy who played the dude was also Ironmonger. Like fucking Lebowski, Ironmonger, woo! Like, shoot, shut the fuck up. Like, I guess because now it's 2 years old, it's not that hearing people like get all fucking come in their pants and shit. It's like, all right, fucking give it a rest. But yeah, those fucking movies. So I'm not sure if we talked too much about the like me sauna-ing in the podcast, but we talked about it like before a couple podcasts ago, and I was getting like all fucking fanboyed out and shit. Like, oh shit, fucking saunas. Because
we learned how to actually.
Yeah. And.
Oh, sorry, yawning.
I went to I've been going to the sauna every day now. And.
How's that going for you?
It's good. It's real. Like, I felt like for the last couple weeks I've been doing pain training. What I like to call it, pain training, because every day I'm at the gym, it's like I'm going to fucking run for a full hour, and every 10 minutes I'm going to gradually increase the speed of the run. And then now I'm implementing weightlifting, and that feels fucking good. But after that, I go into the sauna, and pretty much I down as much water as I possibly can, and then I just turn up the sauna the fucking like hottest it gets, which I think is roughly 195 degrees in my sauna.
Jesus fucking Christ.
I'm not sure. Yeah, it's 195. And once I hear it like completely heated up, I walk in there. Well, I wear a towel, and under that is nothing. So I'm pretty much going there freeballing with the towel. And sometimes if I'm feeling a little frisky, I decide to sit on the second bench, because there's a bench on the ground floor and there's a bench on top of that, so you can like set up a little higher. And since heat rises, it's a little hotter. And the only reason I know is because it's a little hotter or harder to breathe on the second level. So I set up on that
center, yeah.
Times, and my fucking, it's like, it's so hard to breathe sometimes, because breathing through my nose, it just burns so fucking bad. Like, it just feels like I'm going to burn a goddamn hole through like the fucking wall of my nose. Or if I'm breathing through my mouth too long, it's like my fucking teeth get hot. Like, then my teeth are fucking burning hot and my throat's just getting dried out. But it feels good. Like, I know it's like I'm
it feels learning. Good, you know? It's just, you know, my part of my face is kind of melting off a little bit, you know? Like, you know, it's kind of blisters in my lungs, you know? But it feels good.
I'm like slightly masochistic in that kind of regard. And, well, a little sadistic, because I do like watching LA Beast videos. You know, like one I have prepped for another podcast, probably next week's podcast. I got something prepped for that, but yeah, that or the superhuman guy, you know, how he fucking jumps on he jumps on microwaves, barbed wire. Just like a total
glass,
fucking shredded soda cans. He's a real
Jesus fucking Christ. Maybe warn me. Fuck.
But,
ow, I'm dead.
Yeah, he's a little special, but.
Hey, have you turned up on Discord?
So, anyway, to avoid that air. Yeah. So.
Now you're going to be back at fucking 50. You're back at 50%. Jesus Christ. Ow.
So, back in the sauna. In the sauna, one day, there's this. I've been encountering this one guy who is. A bit, he's a, definitely a bear-looking guy. Well, I guess I could use both meanings of the word bear, B-A-R-E and B-E-A-R. Because as I was in the sauna, this guy was taking a shower, since we have two showers in the locker room. And, you know, I guess it's just because it's common. I figure that it was common sense that people close the curtain in the shower when you're in public, that I was going to be able to just walk out of the sauna like a normal. But I open the door, or I'm about to get out of the sauna, and this dude's butt ass naked, and I get to see for the first time in forever a penis that isn't of my own. And it actually made me feel a lot better about myself, because I was like, okay, it looks like, you know, I'm not the only guy that has, or at least my prick looks a little bit bigger than his. And it was just really weird. And I just, like, I was really wanted to get out of the sauna. I really wanted to get out of there, because I was getting really overheated. And I got even more overheated when I saw that fucking disaster of that just naked dad. I just sat back in the sauna and I was like, okay, I need to wait for this guy to fucking get dressed, because like I'm not about to go out there and be like, hey, what's up, bro? Like, can you put on a fucking... Like, I was just waiting for him to put the pieces together. I didn't know if he knew I was already in there or not, but he definitely found out when I walked out of there 5 minutes later. I was, it was not good. That whole experience was not good, and unfortunately, I couldn't work out today, or like how I wanted to. I couldn't work out earlier because it was recommended for me not to, because Donovan,
yeah,
what would you believe me if I told you that I got a waxing?
Where did you get wax?
It's an intimate part of the body. It was the cheapest part, actually, that I could get waxed.
How'd that go?
Well, since I figured that it would be a good idea to record the moment.
No.
Yeah, so let's just play the recording. All right, I have just arrived in the parking lot of the wax hair removal bar. I decided last minute yesterday to get a between the cheeks waxing experience from. Okay, so
between the cheeks.
Yeah, in case people out there aren't really like following, but between the cheeks, well, there really aren't many cheeks, like not the facial cheeks, the ass cheeks, butt cheeks. I got a butt waxing,
oh my God.
Full on butt waxing.
This fine establishment. I've meditated. I'm still really nervous because as far as I remember, the only experiences I've seen of waxing is just people getting their chest waxed.
Hold up, pause it.
You did
clean up beforehand, right?
Oh yeah, I did not want to go.
You made sure you even put like the soap in between the cheeks, you know, like make sure everything's squeaky clean.
So I just finished working out, right?
Okay.
Just like a couple hours before, and went to the sauna, got out of the sauna, took a nice cold shower, spent probably 5 to 10 minutes on my ass, just making sure that there was no like special dingleberries or poop pebbles to find that you could potentially fish out. And I just wanted to be safe. I wanted to be safe. So to answer your question, yes, it was cleaned out. Like, even when I did go to the bathroom, I was using wet wipes the whole time, so there wouldn't be any Klingons.
Okay.
And that seemed really painful, and this is going to be between my ass cheeks. So, I'm going to walk in and see what's going to happen. I'm going to bring you guys with me. Let's do this.
Yeah.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
Just undress from the waist below. If you need a little extra, I've got some baby wipes and the trash is right around the corner over there. Just lay flat on your stomach for me and you can drape that towel on your backside and I'll knock when I go. Okay?
Okay, so
oh my god, you actually waited. Oh my god.
Oh yeah, there's more. We still got like a good 3 more minutes of that, but
Oh my god.
I can't even begin to describe how fucking nervous I was at that moment. Because, again, it was like such a hasty last-minute decision to just be like, I wonder what it's like to get my ass waxed. So I looked it up, and there was a waxing salon a couple miles from my house. And I was like, so? And I looked, and I checked the men's, and I went to the intimate. And I figure, and since it was only $16 to get my ass waxed between the cheeks, I was like, fuck it, dude. I might as well. But yeah, let's resume.
Oh god.
It's really happening right now.
Yeah.
So wait. Oscar, was she like an attractive female who's doing it?
I try to pick the most attractive one, But okay, but and I did bleep out the name, so I did kind of prep this. So like, yeah, I think she was pretty attractive. It was either her or this other girl, but she wasn't available that day. So I was like, I need to get it done today. So we're gonna go with her, and she was a cute Hawaiian girl. So yeah, let's resume. Mm-hmm.
How are you doing?
Good, thank you.
I'm gonna ask this real quick. Did you start making a tripod?
Did I what?
Did you start making yourself into like a mini tripod?
A tripod? Oh,
like you know how tripods basically put it this way. Imagine your butt cheeks to the camera, right? And like did you make a tripod? You know? Like did you have a stand for your camera?
No.
Did that accidentally happen?
No. No.
Okay.
No.
No embarrassing stories here? Okay, good. Good, okay.
And so I'll make sure. By the way, I couldn't. I was so nervous to like accidentally fart, like while she was waxing me. Like that was a concern of mine because my stomach was a little weird. Like I tried to go to the bathroom before I went, but like my stomach just felt a little weird. Like I had gas, which is like not what I wanted. But yeah, here we go.
That's what I like to hear.
For today, or tonight,
preferably evening. Might go out to dinner.
Yeah.
Not really.
Where are you going to dinner?
I don't know. I was thinking Olive Garden.
Always Olive Garden.
But if I have to compromise, maybe Taco Bell, something like that.
Oh, good. I love how it's either Olive Garden or Taco Bell. Don't know which one.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking of the podcast at this very moment. I was like, I need to have a callback to Taco Bell since like that's the place that can always never cease to disappoint me. But here we go.
Okay. Yeah,
we've got to just hold this out for me. Oh, by the way, just to kind of clarify what she just said, I had to help her out by like holding my ass cheeks. So I was kind of
you had to spread them cheeks.
Yes, I was assisting her to spread my cheeks. Got it.
Pretty good ass wax.
Yeah. Ooh. Okay. First wax. Yeah.
Little sting, right? Not too bad.
Not too bad. Okay.
Are you near?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we're I'm outside most of the day, but yeah.
In there?
Yeah.
Vegas?
Yeah, born and raised here.
Okay.
Just even as long as I lived here, still not used to the heat.
Oh, yeah, same here. I lived here all my life. I was born in Hawaii.
I still can't believe that.
Sometimes it can be unbearable.
What?
I still can't believe I'm actually listening to you get your ass waxed right now. Like, this is,
yeah.
This is astonishing right now. I'm sitting here just like in my shorts and my shirt and just chilling here on my computer. And we are currently listening to my friend get his ass waxed and talking to a Hawaiian woman.
Okay.
Man, this podcast.
Cool.
They didn't think it would take me here.
I didn't take it away either.
I was about to go to gym and
sensual as fuck.
Yeah,
obviously that's gonna
buy you like excessively sweat. Because your pores were like wide open.
Okay.
Yeah, so
she's like fucking talking to me while also waxing the like fuck out of my ass. So
he's talking to you in like such the calmest way, and you're just like, yeah, oh yeah, it's like,
yeah.
It's just like,
it,
okay.
Yeah.
She's just sitting there like, do I need to get a towel for this guy?
You are slightly rude, but that's just
okay.
But you made it.
Yeah.
Hey, she was having fun.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get dressed and I will meet you in the front.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, that's actually a lot faster than I thought it'd be. I don't know why. I think it's just my anxiety. It just makes me believe that these things are like 30 to like an hour long.
I might come back again.
At the end, I come back again.
Yeah, you know, it really like.
So I gotta ask this question now. How's wiping now?
Oh, it's a fucking miracle. Like, it's such a treat to wipe. Like, that was actually the first thing I thought about. Like, dude, it's gonna be a whole new world to wipe my ass now. Cause, like, I mean, I like to use baby wipes whenever I can, and it definitely makes it a lot easier when you got a lot of hair. But now that there is no, like, completely bare back there, dude, like, it's great. And honestly, if I'm going to tell you this right now, it was not that bad. Like, it was really bearable, actually. Like, I would almost recommend people to do it. Or you, like, it's so affordable to get your ass waxed. It's only $16.
Yeah, but I don't, at least not right now. I don't currently plan on getting my ass waxed, so.
That's fine. I mean, I think in the future, though, I'm going to get a full Brazilian.
A Brazilian?
Yes.
Damn.
Which is like the female equivalent, but it's just a Brazilian, and you're getting everything down there waxed, which I think it said it was up to like an hour, which that's really, I mean, this was 10 minutes. I mean, I condensed it down, obviously, just for brevity and just kind of getting the parts where there wasn't dead, like just dead silence. And I wanted to get the parts that had, like, you know, the goods of getting the hair ripped out. But yeah, that was it. Honestly, I would go back. I really would, because it was not that bad. And but I now have a fresh ass. And now, that being said, I would honestly recommend men to get their ass waxed, because if you can handle that, you can be able to coerce your wife, husband, maybe, you know, girlfriend, boyfriend, we don't discriminate here, to get their own asses waxed, because it's not that bad and it's affordable. It's definitely worth it. I mean, I haven't had any complications yet. Like, I'm just waiting for like the really, really big shit, so it'll be worth it. Cause right now it hasn't been like super crazy in the bathroom station. It's kind of been pretty mediocre, so I haven't really had like a good opportunity to review the whole experience. But so far, I'd give it a 9 out of 10. But yeah, that I was like, that was just the first thing in my mind was, this is gonna be great. This is gonna not only be great just for bathroom situations, but also just great for the podcast. And I thought it was. But yeah. Do you ever, when you're at work, do you ever just see people with like horribly just disfigured posture?
Yes.
What kind of, I see
hunchbacks, I see fucking scoliosis backs, basically, sometimes, bro. It is wild, bro.
Do these people, are they, like, frequent shoppers at your store?
Sometimes, yeah.
Because, you know, it's like you can't help but not notice them, you know, because their bodies are so fucked up. And, like, they require years of chiropractic, you know, intervention or physical therapy, but they just refuse it because I guess it's not, you know, just the being able to stand upright isn't a priority for them.
Which I feel like that's kind of bad. I feel like it should always be a priority. Take care of yourself.
I agree. I totally agree. And yeah, we talked about it a little bit, right, in the podcast, like last podcast or a couple podcasts ago about posture. And
yeah,
I couldn't help but think about like the three recurring people that come to my store, which I've decided to deem the Posture Attack Squadron, because they
Attack Squadron.
Yeah, these guys, like, they look like if superheroes just had really bad posture. Like, they're so unique looking, and every time they come in, like, they dress almost exactly the same each time they come in. Like, the first person we have is Downward Delilah, and I call her that because every time she comes in, she just looks like she's so sad. You know, because she's just looking at the ground every time she's walking up. And I'm just, at first I'm like, oh, I feel bad for her. She just looks like she looks down that day. You know, she looks blue and sad. But then I realize, like, each time she comes in, she's always looking down at the ground. I'm like, damn, this is a really bad case of depression, dude. Like, she needs to get that shit checked out. But then I actually realized, like, oh, I think this is just her back. Like, this is her back not supporting her head anymore. Like, her spine is just not agreeing with her head weight. So she's just looking at the ground constantly. And yeah, I was like, oh, okay. And then the second person I noticed, who I call Bent Back Benson, because
Back Benson.
Yeah, he's one of the, like, he's the hunchback, right? Like, he's the hunchback that you see, and he literally looks like a troll. Like, he looks like that troll under the bridge in Dora the Explorer. Like, I've had a few conversations with him. He's like, man, I can't understand how you can fucking stay out in this heat. And I'm like, I can't understand how your fucking, like, shoulders are supporting your fucking head right now, dude. Like, it's crazy what's going on with your whole posture situation, man. It's like, are you okay? Like, I don't ask that, but
you,
like,
you need an ice pack.
It's just his back is just so bent. He just looks like he's bent out of shape all the time, but it's like actually legit. He is bent out of shape. His face is a whole nother situation, but like, I won't discriminate. It just seems like he had a run in with drugs like K2 and just like spice for like a good 6 months before he knew he had to kick that shit. So that might actually be, they might explain his whole like bent back Benson situation. But then we have Sideways Sam. And here's what I,
okay. Is he just like leaning one side or
part of him is, he looks like, okay, here's the, when I first saw him, I thought he was just trying to look at a product. Like, he was looking, he had his head turn sideways, and I thought, like, oh, he's just looking at a product to get a better look. But until I realized he put the product back on the shelf and he was just pushing his cart that way, I was like, is this guy just like consistently confused? Like, is he going through a dilemma? But then I realized, oh, this is just the way he is. Like, his head is just sideways now. Like, I just wonder how that happens. Like, I mean, Downward Delilah's probably got scoliosis or something. Same with Bent Back Benson. But I don't, like, what the fuck is going on with Sideways Sam? Because his, like, that has to be some sort of, it has to be from some sort of injury. Because, I mean, I don't know of a condition.
Injury? Well, no, people can be born that way, too.
That's right.
I don't know the condition, but I know people can be born like that. And also with injury. Fucking, that's it.
Sideways syndrome?
Deal. I don't know.
Verticality syndrome? Something like that. Yeah. I mean, dude, I one of these days, I need to get a picture of them like where they're all like in the same kind of atmosphere. Like if they're all in the same waiting in the same line, I have to take a picture of them. Just be like the posture tax. I wouldn't share anywhere because I do not want to get in any kind of hot water for like exploiting these poor people and their poor posture. But yeah. I hope to see these folks again because they are always, it's always interesting to see these folks, but I don't know if we talked about this on the podcast, but I remember we were spitballing. I just said that like something about convertible airplanes.
Yeah, you said that, and then we immediately shut it down because we're like, "How the fuck is that gonna work?"
Yeah, that as cool of an idea as that sounds, it's actually already happened. Well, I got lost in the internet as most days. That's just how it is. And do you know the channel Real Life Lore?
No.
Okay, it's basically this fucking channel where they do like what ifs of like geographical kind of situations, or like what's going to happen the next 100 trillion years, or the most dangerous place in the planet. They do videos like that, and they ended up, it was like one of these videos I saw, it said, what happens if the roof of your airplane flew off? I'm like, what the fuck? And I immediately connected it back to, oh shit, convertible airplanes are real. As I was watching, and it doesn't sound fun at all because there are people getting fucking like just shards of metal and broken just circuitry flying in their face at easily 300 miles per hour. Dude. And I think amazingly no one died, but damn, it sounds fucking wild. To just be fucking chilling in the plane and you're, I don't know, let's say you're sleeping and then immediately like you it just gets hella brighter in there. Like, what the fuck? Who turned the lights on? And you open your eyes and you're missing a roof. Like, what the fuck you do there? It's like that almost seems like fucking Final Destination shit. We're like, what the fuck? The fucking plane is just like not functioning. Dude, since no one died on that plane, would you want to ever ride on it?
No.
Why not? No one died.
No one died. No one died. But the fucking, whoa, fucking roof went out of the way, bro.
At worst, there was a critically injured person. That was the worst injury, was a critical injury. But as far as I remember, no one died.
Yeah, no, I'm good. No, I'm good.
What if
I wanted to feel the open air, I would just go skydiving. I'm good.
What if you were paid $500?
Yeah, that's way too fucking cheap, bro. $500 the rest of my life? What am I, depressed? Hey,
no, you're not risking your life. You'll live. You'll get $500.
No, I'm good.
Okay, how about like $500,000?
Maybe. That's a maybe point talking.
Maybe you'd be alive and you'd have $500,000. At worst, you'd be critically injured.
Oh, yes. Ow. At worst. Oh, yes. Critically injured. Almost might die. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Hey,
never mind, Gary. You make such a great valid point. Yes, let's fucking do it for fucking fun. No, I'm not gonna be an idiot.
Holy shit! You might lose a leg, but you'll be $500,000 richer.
Yes. About 1/4 of that is gonna go to the prosthetic to my leg. Yes.
Or you could be Patchy the Pirate and just get a wooden peg leg. That'd be like, what, $50?
Oh my god. But that most, you'd be critically injured. Oh my god.
Okay. Fine. No convertible airplanes. Fine. Fine. Shit, dude.
God.
All right. Now, last podcast, was it last or last, where we talked about disabled people? Now, listen.
I can't remember too much.
I thought about it. I'm like, obvious. I hope that it's kind of clear that, like, a lot of this podcast is just joking, right? It's just fucking telling jokes. You're tuning in, and it's a comedy podcast. And if you get offended, that's kind of your fault, you know. Like a lot of the things we say, we don't really mean. We're just kind of saying it on the moment. But I have to tell you right now, I was at the store the other day, and I saw a guy, and he rode in on a scooter. I'm like, oh, that's really cool. Actually, no, it's not. You know the fucking Faggio from GTA 5? That's how I only ever see scooters these days, is by just kind of referring to them as Faggios. And I saw this guy, and he was on a Faggio scooter, and he walks in. But then as soon as I walk in the store with him, he gets on a mobility cart. You know, like the little Rascal scooters they have for those that may... If you're on, like, one of the people who's on the posture attack squadron. Like, one... Yeah. That didn't add up at all. Like, I couldn't tell if this guy was bullshitting, but it also looked like he had a bit of a limp. So, why the... Like, that doesn't... Like, why... First of all, I think those stupid fucking Faggio scooters that we... Why do we ever even make those things? Because, like... the top speed they could get
they is... They were meant for the frail, but they're now made for the whale.
I wasn't really referring to the mobility scooters. I was talking about, like, the actual, like, scooters you see people on in the road. The Faggio
ones. Oh, mopeds?
Yes, the stupid mopeds. Those are so dumb. Like, top speed, you can go like maybe 45 if you're lucky.
Yeah, but it's also cheap.
But if you're gonna be like, I want to be on the road, I want to feel the fucking wind go through my hair.
Yeah, literally, you can buy it off of Amazon.
Are you fucking kidding me?
For $1,000.
You can get a moped for $1,000, dude. Either save up and be a man and get a motorcycle. I don't care which one. If you're going to go full biker bra and get one of those ones with, like, the handlebars that go over your
foot. Top speed, 35 miles per hour.
See? What the fuck is all that shit about, bro? Like, are you too, like, you're too fast? You don't feel the need for speed? Dude, get a regular motorcycle.
I'm amazed you can buy it at fucking Amazon.
That's because of how fucking shitty those things are. Because of, like, fucking mail order scooter, you're gonna have the fucking the Amazon guy come in with his stupid fucking with your dumb like just birthday present to yourself that is like 4 months away from your birthday, getting a fucking stupid scooter that he's gonna ride in on. He's like, did you order a fucking Faggio scooter? Like, yep, that'd be for me. He's like, yep, that's $1,000. You could have bought a fucking motorcycle. Okay, could have bought a fucking one of those, vroom, vroom, you know, the ones where you could actually do that, but instead you decided to go for the one that just goes like, meh, like this really
meet me.
Yeah. And I was so perplexed when I saw this guy on one of those dumb scooters and then on a fucking mobility scooter. Like, this guy just really doesn't want to walk, does he? Hold on, that didn't come out right. This guy's like just wants to lose his legs even more because you're already riding a really dumb 35 miles an hour top speed fucking scooter that can't go on the highway, that can't go get you anywhere quickly. So, and it's not like you can really use it to fucking shop and shit because you can't, like, you can buy maybe a handful of things,
before you realize, oh shit, I don't have enough space for this. And, you know, I saw one guy, I think during Thanksgiving or some shit, or it was Thanksgiving, like the day before Thanksgiving, he got all upset because some lady brought her scooter in, decided to park it like in front of the handicap like walkway area. And this guy was like, he's fucking, okay, I'm going to like quote exactly what this guy said. He's like, these fucking new age faggots driving these scooters. I was like, oh, dude, you can't say that anymore, man. And he just kicks it over. And I'm like, dude, you can't fucking do that, you fucking mook. Like, what do you, like, this guy was seven, well, again, said the big, big, strong words like that. And he's 70, so, like, I guess his, like, political correctness is just not in his wheelhouse. And really, not really for me either, but. You know, I
this moped. I just sorry. I just kind of looking into mopeds now. This moped's like 1,330, and has a top speed of over 55 miles per hour, supposedly.
Still can't drive that on the fucking freeway though.
No, but you can drive it on most streets though.
True, but like, damn! If you're going 55, you're hauling ass on that moped. Okay, that's you know, no, that's even worse. That's even more of a crime to have a moped that goes that fast, because now it's like, now you have a moped that it, like, at least if you're going 35, you can't go fast enough to really hurt yourself too much. But if you're going 55 now, well, okay, you can you can do some damage to yourself. Like, you're gonna fucking join the posture attack squadron if you're not careful. Like, you'd really do some damage to yourself. But, yeah, that fucking guy kicked over that moped. And I was like, okay, I ain't gonna let, like, if this were me, I don't care how old you are. I'm gonna make you more fucking handicapped, okay? So, I went inside, and I went to my manager. I'm like, hey, this fucking old fucking fart bag just came in, or just walked up, kicked over this poor person. I'm not poor person. I actually real well.
This poor person.
I don't mean like talk about their financial situation. I mean, they're just a poor person who had their mode of transportation get fucking wrecked in seconds. Like, I just felt, I was like, there needs to be some sort of justice. And unfortunately, in the real world, there's not always a, like, fortunately, there's not always going to be a happy ending, kind of like there was in Infinity War, because somehow this old man turned fucking Tom Clancy's Splinter Cell and just vanished out of nowhere. We couldn't find him anywhere.
I could buy this bike right now, and I can have a vehicle right now.
Well, I think you need a, don't you need a license or some sort of?
You do need a motorcycle license, but I could also just buy this bike for $2,500 on fucking Amazon right now.
You're really going to buy a fucking moped?
No, it's not a moped. It's an actual motorcycle.
Oh, shit. I'm, like, how fast does it go?
Supposedly 75 plus, depending on street or depending on rider's weight and road conditions.
Like, you can buy a fucking wait, what kind of motorcycle is it?
2020 version, 200cc adult gas motorcycle, street moped scooter, Lithium KPR 200 fuel injection assembly black. I just read you the exact, like, model description on Amazon.
Talking about general descriptions, not the fucking, like, car show. People are like, oh shit, I know exactly what you're talking about. I don't know what you just spoke, like, you just
dude,
spoke in tongues to
I spoke in tongues to myself, dude. I don't understand any of that, but I just know it's, adult gas motorcycle, street moped, scooter. That's literally what it says.
Dumb it down for me, please.
I don't even know how to dumb it down. A bike, a motorcycle, vroom, vroom.
Okay, you know, fuck it. Just buy a motor. You know what? Buy a motorcycle. See the fucking Amazon guy right up in your newly motorcycle. And just like.
I was thinking, fuck it, the same. Get it just so that's cheaper than getting a car.
And you know, I think they're kind of
cheaper to maintain too, because they're really good on gas, if I'm not
it's
mistaken.
It's cheaper, but it's also a lot more dangerous, though. That's the thing.
They're dangerous if you drive like a fucking mook, and you don't know how to, if you just drive like a moron. Like, if you're trying to do, like, all those cool tricks that you see people do.
No, and also dumbass idiot drivers, too, dude.
That's true.
We live in Vegas.
Yeah. Some people just do not give a fuck about people on the, like, who are obviously have such a disadvantage of protecting themselves because they don't have four walls and a fucking roof over them with their, or in their car. But yeah, fucking mopeds, dude. Hey, next time I get a person on a moped. Okay. If I see someone on a moped and they're on the highway, I'm going to run them down. Like, I think I'd be doing, not, I'd be doing that, everyone on the highway a service, and even the person on that motor service, because he needs to learn a lesson. Because, like, if you're really going to try to be going fucking 35 in the fucking highway, on the, in the fucking right, the farthest right lane, thinking, oh, sorry, guys, you could pass, but fuck off, dude. This is why traffic sucks so much fucking butt in Vegas.
Why the okay, so speaking of our electronic scooters and stuff we were talking about, right?
Yeah.
This electronic scooter, mobility scooter, is the same fucking price as an actual motorcycle. Why the fuck is that an actual thing?
Is it like lowrider shit?
Like, it's just legitimately just like, imagine a disabled, like, you know what, you know the old fucking scientist dude in fucking Despicable Me? How he has that fucking little, like, vroom vroom fucking bike with the chair and everything?
Yeah.
That, it's exactly that. It looks like that. And they're selling it for $2,000.
Is there like a, dude, if it were $2,000 for a fucking mobility scooter, it'd better be a second seat. So you could bring your other disabled friends with you. Dude. 2000. See, I think that's a good, it's a good lesson to learn. We're learning a good lesson, actually, that it's
that fucking companies take hella advantage of the older people.
Also, just take care of yourself, man. It's more expensive to be disabled than non-disabled. Okay. So I would definitely, that's why it's important to take care of your health, and, you know,
it may be expensive to eat healthy, but it'll be expensive to live healthy later on if you don't.
True. Oh, you know, I will have to say that after I got my ass waxed, farting is a whole new world now.
What?
It's so, like, there, I have not had a silent fart since I've gotten my ass waxed. Like, it's just, like, I can't fart anymore because it's so loud. Like, there's no such thing as a silent but deadly for me. Now it's just like, it's just, it comes with a fucking, the force of thunder, okay? But, yeah, it's another, I guess if people are into fart fetishes, they'd like to get their ass waxed. Whoops.
Jesus.
Yeah. What else is there? What else do we got? Yeah, so back to Taco Bell. I knew I had to say something about Taco Bell when I was at the ass wax place. It's not an ass wax place. It's a full body of wax, but my Taco Bell counter for this week was one, so I didn't like completely just throw my.
So you went to Olive Garden, or you went to or that was your first thing, your first Taco Bell.
I went to Olive Garden that night. I think it was a couple days before, though. I did get Taco Bell. And dude, I got so much fucking food. Like, it was so much. Like, it was, I felt it in the morning. Like, it was really bad. Woke up, I'm like, holy, oh my God. Like, I ran to the bathroom, just completely ruined it. And then at work, it, like, kicked it back up. And, like, it was, words can't describe what Taco Bell, how that could rip me up sometimes. But, yeah, my Taco Bell counter for this week was only one, so I didn't completely go off the rails. But I got a soda at fucking Olive Garden. Like, I normally don't get sodas anymore at restaurants. Like, I stopped doing it because I just rather, like, it just better to drink water and it's free. But I don't know what it was, and I was like, can I get a water and also a Coke? And
I'm sure I'll get you. You asked for both Coke and water, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't want to go full blown just Coke. Like, I didn't want to, like, yeah, I just give me a Coke. Like, I wanted to be able to balance each other out, which I did. I drank like two or three glasses of water and like a glass and a half of Coke.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't
You're gonna have to keep the thing going.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't go completely off the rails, but. Yeah, I don't know. I would just I guess because of like my brother, my mom would always end up ordering just water. That's just what I ended up doing. So I ended up ordering a Coke, and my mom was like, "You ordered a Coke?" Because just, you know, she didn't really. I never do that. So I like fucking. I guess was just a big shock. And also, that's like when, yeah, but, yeah, Olive Garden was good. And, but back to Taco Bell, since that's going to be, I think we're going to keep a Taco Bell tally of how often I end up going and how often I feel disappointed. And for the week that for this week visiting Taco Bell, I guess I wasn't too disappointed. I'd give it like the Taco Bell tally was one, but the disappointment tally for this week, I would say is, I would give it a 0.5 because one, or if you give it a one, that means you were just regularly, I felt like I was regularly disappointed, but if it's a 0.5, you know, it's like, all right, I guess it's it didn't really meet my expectations, which I guess now it's going to be a little more like if it's when you hear something like it didn't really meet my expectations, you think it's bad. But when I go to Taco Bell, I know it's going to be bad. So if it doesn't really meet my expectations, then I guess it's pretty decent. It's a zero, bro. That's when Taco Bell is like, whoa, it really surprised me today. Like, Taco Bell really outdid themselves somehow. Like, they gave me plenty of napkins. They got my special requests right. Like, if I ask for, you know, easy on the jalapeno sauce for the cheese quesadilla. Not only did they get the cheese quesadilla part right, where they didn't throw in chicken or steak or bullshit, they actually get the cheese nice and melted properly. They don't fucking drench the fucking quesadilla in creamy jalapeno sauce. They actually follow the instructions and put an easy amount in there. Or, you know, like how they could also potentially ruin it by putting in like maybe one little squirt in the middle so you don't even really taste it. It's just like, where the fuck is it? You know, like I know I want some of it. I don't want all of it, but I want just a little bit of it. So I can't say I was too disappointed with that, but to continue the disappointment mentality scale, if it's like a 0.1 or it's 1.5, then I would say, you know, it's above it. It went over above and beyond to disappoint me a little bit because now it's like, all right, like now my cheese quesadilla is not even a cheese quesadilla. They put chicken in there. And if I ask for easy on the jalapeno, I guess they par right, but they still put chicken in there. And, you know, like if I ask for a beefy five layer, they just drench that fucking shit in the cheese sauce. Like, I don't want that much fucking cheese. I want everything in equal amounts. I want to enjoy my disappointment equally, okay? But if I were to give it like a 2, that's like they really, really want to make sure I didn't come for like a good 2 weeks. But I would give it a 0.5. They didn't meet my expectations, so that wasn't too awful. I will say that. But yeah, I'm just thinking about it. Like, if and whenever I do get a new job, I don't want to say if, when I do get a new job, I know for a fact that whatever employment I have, it definitely will not be in Taco Bell. Because if they were to ever hear about this podcast and just to fucking, the idea that now there's a running gag of like the disappointment meter and consistency meter, or of how much I go to Bell and how disappointed or how justifiably disappointed I feel each time I go, and you know, so be it. I'm not sure if Don's still doing his thing. So I guess we'll find some other topics. Yeah, last couple podcasts ago, I talked about anti-gay Chick-fil-A. I think it was our premiere, the season 2 premiere episode. I talked about anti-gay Chick-fil-A. And I want to kind of clarify things that I wasn't saying that I don't believe that the higher-ups of Chick-fil-A aren't like transphobic or just anti-LGBTQIA. And I'm not saying that the people who work there, like really work there, are, because that's not what I was going to go for. I was just saying
that was that the most, sorry, I'm back now. Hello. How's everyone doing? That was the most weirdest way to order pizza I've ever done.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
What happened?
So I got put to a call center, which then tried to connect me back to the store. The store wasn't picking up for some reason, so it just got redirected me back to the call center, and then the call center lady had to take my order.
Dude, and
I could tell she did not really speak English that well, because she took my order very slowly.
Was it like Spanish?
Nothing against her. I'm just saying, like
Japanese.
I couldn't tell you really. It was like, it could be between Spanish and Indian, I would say, kind of, call center wise.
Oh, she was Spindian.
From what I could tell from over the phone, and the phone call, it wasn't that great. From what I could tell, yeah.
I feel like someone who would be Indian would either be really, really hot or the opposite. If that makes sense. Because, like, yeah. those kinds of exotic, you know, like, just ethnicities normally will almost always top white people. Because it's just, I don't know, white people are so fucking bland sometimes. When, like, Latin women are if you were to compare your most attractive white woman to your most attractive Latina, like, it's just, there's no competition, you know? Like, it's just, holy shit, mamacita. And I can say that because
my arms identify as full-blown Mexican. 25% okay. Baby. Yeah, but back to anti-gay Chick-fil-A.
Wasn't this like on our last podcast? Yeah,
I wanted to clear it up that like I don't support anti-gay Chick-fil-A, but I'd probably still I say I won't support it, but I probably would go ahead and order some Chick-fil-A if I wanted to. Because I'm not supporting the people at the top. I'm supporting my stomach. Because sometimes my stomach wants to crave Chick-fil-A, even if Chick-fil-A chooses to be against the LGBTQIA community. And does that mean my stomach's against it? Fuck no. I love gay people. I love that whole... I love the community, and it's not like I'm digging myself in a hole. I'm really not trying to. I believe that there should be equality for all. I really do. In the bottom of my heart. And but sometimes I really need to satiate a need for chicken that sometimes Cane's can't always do, even though Cane's normally does. But if I were to choose, I would definitely pick Cane's over Chick-fil-A almost all the time, because, you know, at least Cane's doesn't discriminate by making it anti-peanut allergies. You know? Fuck
true.
Chick-fil-A for that.
I can't even have that shit. You know, that shit would kill me.
Yeah. So fuck Chick-fil-A for that and their anti-peanut allergy policy where, like, you know, imagine we didn't know that and we went to Chick-fil-A and we got, I don't know, chicken nuggets or whatever the fuck. And you take a bite, it's like, what this? And just like 5 minutes later, you're getting fucking hives all over you. And he's like, then they say, and then we're like wondering, what the fuck is going on? We go to the counter, it's like, oh yeah, we cook our shit in peanut oil. Like, bro, what the fuck is this? Like, why are you trying to kill people, bro? It's not right. It's not right.
Do they have signs? Or no?
I don't think they do, and they do not, like, ever, anytime I've ever been there, they never warn you saying, like, oh, we just let you know that if you have any peanut allergies, we do use peanut oil for our chicken, so if you could, you know, kindly fuck off. Like, they don't do that. But, yeah, they don't really specify that, I don't think. But, yeah. I think, yeah, the last time I had, you know, fucking just, I don't even know the word to describe the tyranny that goes on at Chick-fil-A. That tyrannic, I don't even think it's a word, fucking anti-gay Chick-fil-A.
Describing as a tyrannical government, basically, you gotta overthrow it.
Yeah. Last time I had that was with someone who would normally go there. He was a Mormon boy. You're in Chick-fil-A. And I feel like I couldn't even finish my food. I'm like, God damn, this just feels so like white and racist right now. But you almost feel it's weird because when you go into Chick-fil-A, that's such a, it feels like such a whitewash place because they close on fucking Sundays. That's so, so stupid. Like, what other places do we know that close on Sundays other than, you know, well, churches are normally open on Sundays, but
I was gonna say it wouldn't be churches because churches are open.
Yeah, those are the times they're open. What stupid like businesses close on Sundays? Because the only one I could think of is stupid anti-gay and anti-peanut allergy Chick-fil-A.
Let me look up a quick list of what's closed on Sunday.
Yeah. I was about to Google some stuff or Google that. I respect, actually, I kind of respect restaurants that
choose to close on national
holidays. Wait a minute.
What? What's up? Is there a... This is about to drop a bombshell right
it's
now.
It's just... Many of them just say Chick-fil-A.
See? Chick-fil-A is fucking evil, bro. Like, fuck Chick-fil-A. Get your disappointment at Taco Bell. Okay? Like, if you're gonna... If you want to go and get fast food, just go to Taco Bell, all right? Because Chick-fil-A tries to make you feel, like, all good about your disappointment. Like, they try to dress it up with peanut... With anti-peanut allergy peanut oil. They close on Sundays. It's like, yeah, we need to pray that day. Like, bullshit, dude. Like, you could pray... You could pray any other day of the week, and you got to fucking... Man, I'm ripping apart Chick-fil-A. Because you know what? They fucking deserve it, all right? Go support Taco Bell. Get your disappointment where it's consistent, okay? Because some of these restaurants seem to just try so hard at being good that at least when you go to Taco Bell, they don't try that hard most times I go. So at least when you're going there, you know what you're going to get. And it's often going to be unsatisfying. And all these restaurants like McDonald's, well, I feel like McDonald's is another one, but it doesn't top Taco Bell because at least with McDonald's, they have variety in their food. You know, you could get chicken, you could get a chicken sandwich or a fish sandwich, a fish, Filet-O-Fish or,
Filet-O-Fish.
What else? What else do they have there? Or their signature, like these, their burgers or their French fries. Like they have things that are mostly different, but Taco Bell just isn't. Taco Bell slaps different. It slaps different in the same kind of way, if that makes sense.
Don't they also support stoners?
Oh, for sure. No, that's more Jack in the Crack. That's Jack in the Box because they.
Well,
got...
no, I thought they like. I thought on 420 they gave like everyone a free taco or something like that.
See, even more of a reason to go to Taco Bell. Because you know, when you're high, you don't care. Well, it's not always true, but when you're high, you're hungry, and sometimes you don't care. But yeah, I think that's about all I got for the podcast. If there's anything you want to add.
No, nothing really. It's other than I need to find some nice Delta 8 cartridges. That's about it.
Delta 8 can't get the good shit.
No, I just want the carts at least, if anything, because I want to like, I know I can't fully like quit like right off the bat on weed, but if anything, I want to like take a little break because I need to take THC tolerance break because I've been like eating like 100 milligram edibles and they're like, yeah, I'm chilling, coasting. You know,
ain't doing anything, bro. Fucking 100 milligrams.
No, they're doing something, but it's not like as what it used to be. You know, it's now I'm just like, yeah, I need like Delta 8, calm me down. You know.
Yeah, dude. You remember when, like, when we first really got into edibles, how. When we got the red velvet cookies, the one dose or like the one serving size was supposed to be like 10 times what you normally used to have.
Yeah.
Dude. Crazy shit. And now you're taking
literally like 10 milligrams is like just good. And it's like, nice.
Now 100 milligrams is like your 10 milligrams.
Yeah.
And by the way, because I was stuck on fucking real life lore shit, apparently it requires 79 grams of THC to spike a lethal dose, which, if you don't already know, that's a lot of fucking weed.
That is a crap ton of weed.
That, like, if you were to even, okay, and so let's think, like, that's 79,000 milligrams, okay? Even getting to 40 grams of edibles, I don't even you wouldn't want to be alive. Like, you wouldn't even know you're alive. You wouldn't know, like, what you...
You would just be like...
You would turn into a new element.
You would turn into those people in the commercials, bro. You know when, you know those old fucking, like, early 2000s and, like, 1990s commercial where it's like, wait, what is she doing? She smoked pot and now she's like this. You would literally turn those deflated people from those, like, commercials, dude.
You would cease to exist for a good 2 days.
Oh, fuck. I just realized I closed my entire fucking Windows browser and that... Oh, wait, never mind. Okay. Yeah, I'm currently... Currently, you may call me a weeb, but I don't care. I'm currently getting into an anime again. And it's pretty nice.
Anime weeb. Okay. Yeah, all so... Right,
well.
Guess we'll wrap this podcast up.
Hope nice y'all podcast. Enjoyed.
Hope everyone gets their asses waxed.
Oh god, I still can't believe we fucking listened to you get your ass waxed. I still can't believe that.
That's good. It was a good one. But yeah. Take care, everyone. This is gonna be released on tomorrow. I don't know why I'm saying that, because by the time it's released, it's already released. But yeah. Okay.
All right then. Have a good night, y'all.
Have a good night, a good evening, good morning, whatever it is that you're doing. Bye-bye.